Hi everyone, my name is Leah Jordan from Tech Talk Travel. Welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. And today we are spending 300 seconds with the wonderful Amanda Du, head of e-commerce at Penta Hotels. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Leah, for having me. Pleasure to be
Fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic. Let's dive right into it. Amanda, help us understand and distinguish better. Metaverse, Web3, and NFTs. Are these media hype buzzwords or concepts that really will impact how we live, work, and do business? What's your take?
Well, let's get some basic concepts straight before we move on for the broader audience. So Metaverse is the evolution of the internet that creates a new way we experience the digital world. An interconnected digital reality where we became avatars to communicate, experience, work, play, and do things that were never possible before. NFTs, non-fungible tokens, often referred to as NFTs, are blockchain-based tokens that each represent a unique asset like a piece of art, digital content, or media. Web3 is a name that given to what some are calling the next phase of the internet, which runs on blockchain technology and is decentralized. If we think about Web1 was all about reading information, Web2 was about co-creation, and Web3 is all about the ownership. And all of these concepts, or the buzzword, are based on blockchain technology, which introduced a broad scope of features and already started to impact our lives. For example, users can take control of their own money with crypto wallets and digital currencies. NFTs can help users tokenize assets and prove their ownership. And Metaverse environments introduce a new range of virtual experiences. The list goes on, and Web3 is just at the beginning of its development. The growing number of Web3 developers, companies, and users shows a steady growth of the Web3 industry. So I would say Web3 is already definitely here and is impacting our day-to-day life.
Right, I see. And if we put spotlight on our industry, the travel and hospitality industry, are these concepts that actually can be leveraged by operators and they can benefit from them for real today? And what could be examples? Or are these simply shiny dreams for the future?
Well, I would say definitely for sure we can. We have already started benefiting in travel and hospitality industry. There are already some frontiers in the industry, and within our Penta Hotels, we also tested water in Web3 last year with our projects on NFT loyalty program and Metaverse. But I could say from our side and from our learning, it is just the very first step, and potential here is huge and yet to come. So to be more specific, like using AI, machine learning, and blockchain technology, I think Web3 aims to create a more open, more connected, intelligent, decentralized applications where users can manage their own data. And it will definitely bring a completely new structure and technology to the travel industry and sector, and consequently, infinite opportunities for us for new products and business offerings. So to be more specific, for example, personalized loyalty program using NFTs for better traveler rewards and loyalty programs, offering a new way to recognize and reward our customers. And digital IDs where customers can fully control the ownership of their data while enjoying a very personalized experience. And reduced cost with payment and some settlement solutions for not only B2C customers, but also B2B business in the travel sector, as they can be facilitated by blockchain technology. Last but not least, also the metaverse in tourism offers a great extension to current exploring, booking process, and staying experience. So our Pandaverse project, for example, customers are able to explore the hotels and venues before they come to the hotel. And what's more, they can even facilitate their own conferences or gatherings by utilizing our Penta Lounge in Metaverse. This offers the opportunities to brands to engage with their customers in a different level, which has never happened before.
Wow, that's so exciting, I'd say. And thank you so much, Amanda, for filling us in here. And I can't wait for more. And that's coming up very soon in March. We are all waiting for your session at ITB Berlin Convention. And there's two of them, one at the ITB Hospitality Tech Forum in Hall 6-1, and one at the ITB Marketing and Distribution Track in Hall 7-1. So everyone listening in, please head to itb.com/convention, have a look at the program, find Amanda's speaker profile, save for sessions, and make sure to meet us there in person. We truly can't wait.
Thank you.